I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Lawmakers in South Dakota have just four more days to work out most of the details of this year's legislative session. As deadlines loom and issues from the budget to medical marijuana and self-defense laws remain unsettled, many lawmakers are expecting long nights at the Capitol and Pier. The top issues include using a massive windfall of one-time funding, several controversial bills that have been revived, and medical marijuana. South Dakota hemp farmers are gearing up for the growing season while lawmakers tinker with the plan that would allow them to plant a crop this year. A key change to the original bill would permit year-round applications to grow rather than just a 60-day window. Another amendment lowers the entry barrier of 5 outdoor acres to half an acre and allows for indoor commercial greenhouses. The South Dakota Industrial Hemp Association says dropping the 60-day application limit would provide a boost to the state's launch of the crop. Iowa Representative Randy Feenstra, who oversees the 4th Congressional District of the state, has been assigned to serve on two House Agriculture subcommittees. They are Livestock and Foreign Agriculture and Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit. The Republican from Hull is serving his first term in Congress after several years as an Iowa lawmaker. And a journalist is being tried on charges stemming from her coverage of a protest against racial injustice in Iowa last year. Des Moines Register reporter Andrea Sahori was pepper sprayed and jailed back in May when she was reporting on a clash between protesters and the public. She was charged with failure to disperse and interference with official acts. Advocates for journalism and human rights in the United States and abroad have pressed Iowa authorities to drop the charges. Jury selection started this morning. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.